Okay, I told you we'd get back today to continue our discussion of the concept the Gemara in Brachos mentions, Asomer Gula Tvila, someone who makes sure that there's no interruption between Gaal Yisrael, it's applicable at Shachris, and also at Maariv, between Gaal Yisrael and Shmona Esrei. The Gemara says that someone who achieves that is a Ben Olam Haba. So to start with, tonight we'll just talk a little bit about the background. What is the underpinning, the philosophical background behind it? So Rabbeinu Yonah is the commentary in the back of the Gemara around the Rif. And after Maseches Brachos, you have the Rif in the back. In some Maseches, you have the Ran around the Rif. You have the Nemukah Yosef around the Rif. Rabbeinu Yonah, the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, the students of Rabbeinu Yonah, offer their commentary here in Maseches Brachos specifically. The same Rabbeinu Yonah, who also authored an important commentary to Baba Basra and a few other Maseches, and of course his magnum opus, what he's best known for, is the Sefer Shaarei Tshuva, the classic work on how to try to achieve repentance, which he wrote in his own journey of repentance. He said he regretted being involved in the burnings of the Rambam's books in the Middle Ages, the controversy surrounding the Rambam's philosophical contributions specifically. And when he came around, as it were, he said, "I need to do my appropriate effort to return to the right path." And he wrote a handbook, which he left for generations to be able to adopt. For whatever it is that a person is seeking to repent from. So here he gives his explanation, two pshatim actually, as to why it is so important. Zeh ha-somech gula l'tfila, that's a person who is a ben olam hava, who earns a portion of the next world. So let's start with the first answer. Yesh l'oma. V'chi mivnei she-somech gula l'tfila, yesh l'schar kol kach, shia ben olam hava. Is that really such a big deal? All I did was I opened the siddur and I said what it said in the siddur. Omer mori harav, quoting Rabbeinu Yonah, My master, my teacher, Shatam Shazokal is Khagodl Kazem, if they shall Borhu, Kishogaalnu, the Hotsianu Mimitrain, Hayal Yosenu Lo Lavodim, Shinamarki Avada Hema Shotis Yosam Earth Mitzrayim. Leaving Mitzrayim was more than just leaving the enslavement of Paro. That was great, but it was much more significant than that long term, because we became no longer Avadim of Paro, but it was also, you know, what was the next step? Now we became Avadim of the Rabbonu Shalom, Avadim of Hashem. So the discussion of Gaal Yisrael, right, to mention that, and that's the Geula of Mitzrayim, talks about the Chesed, all the miracles that Hashem did. We talk about Kriyas Yamsuf, everything involved. Now, Tefillah we also know to be our manifestation of Avoda. Avoda is usually the term that refers to Avoda, the service in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kabanos, and everything that the Kohanim did. Nowadays, we don't have that form of Avoda, right? When it says in the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, that there are three pillars upon which the world stands, ala Torah, val avoda, val gemilas chasadim. So Torah and chesed we have nowadays, avoda we don't, but that is replaced with the avoda of tefillah. Why should that be, you know, true? There's correspondence, the times of day that we daven corresponds to the karbonas that we're brought, but it's more than that. The Gemara says at the beginning of Tainus, we say a pasuk all the time in Shema, v'avadetem es Hashem elkecha b'chol v'avshecha b'chol modecha. So the Gemara asks, what does it mean to serve Hashem with your heart? How do you serve Hashem with your heart? So the answer is, Ezohi avoda shebelev, havei omezu tefillah. The one way in which a person can serve Hashem through their heart is with tefillah. So avoda is, going back to the psukim, going back to the Torah itself, avoda is a reference to tefillah. Shemaz kirtiyas mitzrayim u'mespal, miyad mara shekamosha evit shekono so rabo, chay lasos mitzos rabo, keinu makir atovu v'agulo shegol so habore. V'hu avdo. So he says, in short, that if in fact, historically, what occurred at Yitzis Mitzrayim is that we went from being the slaves of Paro to the servants of Hashem, what is the pinnacle demonstration of Avoda, of being an Eved? The answer is Tefillah. So it's only natural that Gaal Yisrael should be followed immediately by Avoda, Tefillah, because that was exactly what happened. Being released from Paro meant we became Avdei Hashem. How do we demonstrate the Avdus that we have on our shoulders? That is our responsibility. That's what we're on this world for. Tefillah, because that is the quintessential Avodah. So that's why the two, Geula and Tefillah, so important to juxtapose. That's explanation number one. Number two, I think you'll find even more powerful. Od Amar Mori Neru, Tam Acher. Another reason. When a person mentions Mitzrayim, right, Gaal Yisrael, and they daven right away afterwards. What's the significance? Humara shabotech b'Hashem b'tefillah. It bespeaks the fact that you trust in Hashem that your tefillah is meaningful, that it does something, it accomplishes something. Because you're asking Hashem in your tefillah for everything you need to subsist, to live. Right? If I don't think you can do anything for me, I'm not going to bother you. I'm not going to ask you for something that's not within your power to fulfill, to offer me. When the Jewish people saw in Mitzrayim, the Medrash says, all of the supernatural events, everything that defied nature, defied the rules of nature, that's what created their bitachon, right? That was the whole point of Yitzis Mitzrayim, to help everyone take a step back from hundreds of years of Hashem's silence, not displaying his intervention in every little detail of the universe. Hashem comes out of nowhere, the ten makos, Yitzis Mitzrayim and the Kriyas Yamsuf, breaking all the rules of nature, says, I'm in control, I have the power to do this or not do that or bend the principles of science. And that's what ultimately led at the end, Vayaminu Vashem Moshe Abdo. The product of all that, the pinnacle, the climax was at Kriyas Yamsuf. They had Amunah. They had Amunah. That was the closure, that was the completion of their understanding of Hashem's dominion over everything. Since we mention Yitzis Mitzrayim, Goal Yisrael, since we're taken back to that moment, which was the paradigm of when Jews, for the very first time, had that full appreciation of Hashem's control over everything, that's where they got their bitachon from. Right? Bitachon stems from an understanding that Hashem's in control. Right? We've all had experiences where we don't even know how we made it out alive. We don't even know how we were successful. And we say it because it's in the hands of Hashem. So since Geula from Mitzrayim was that moment, what is the natural progression? Once I reaffirm that bitachon, knowing that Hashem can provide anything, the only thing that could come afterwards is tefillah. The only thing that could follow immediately afterwards is that statement of, well, now I'm asking you for whatever I'm asking you for because I have reaffirmed the fact in my head, in my heart, that there's nowhere else to go. That Hashem, you're in control, you're the one who can provide. And that bitachon, which is the foundation of Yirat Shamayim, of Emunah, is where we get Olam Haba from. Where else are you going to get Olam Haba from other than with this very clear statement that I'm reliving what Geula from Mitzrayim represented by demonstrating that now I come to you, Hashem, and ask what I ask for because I relive that same appreciation of the fact that you are truly in control and everything is in your hands. So Me'gula Tefillah, re-experience what the Jews experienced in Mitzrayim. Tefillah is the only thing that could emerge from that appreciation of that Geula.